We're about to start Simin Tofayin Gimel in Hilchas Pesach, and we will be doing the first Sif. Mosgen lo kos rishon. The first thing we do with the Seder is we pour out the first cup, the first kos, so umakadesh alov, and one says kiddush on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one should have kavana that he's about to be mekayim both the mitzvah of kiddush as well as the first of the arba kosis. He does mention that some have this minhag of saying Hareini Muchan Lakadesh Ulakaimitsis Arbakosis, and often they say that after they made Kiddush. He says that you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to do that beforehand, because after you made Kiddush, you're not supposed to be mafsik before you start drinking. Umavarach Shechiyanu, and the Machaber says you make a Shechiyanu before you drink. This is part of Kiddush. And if not, then you make a Shechiyanu whenever you remember. On the first day. The second day is Machayev in Chutz Loretz, is Machayev another Shechiyanu. If one forgot to say Shechiyanu by night, he can say it over Kiddush by day. Or if he remembers at some other point, any time until the very end of Yontif, he can say Shechiyanu anywhere, Omra Afilu B'Shuk, the Gemara says. So whenever one remembers, that's when he would say Shechiyanu. V'mchal B'Shabbos, if Leil HaSeder is Friday night, Omer Vaychulu, then before you begin the Nusach HaBracha of Kiddush of Yontif and Shabbos, you say Vaychulu. V'mchol b'motzoi Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos and the Seder is on Motzoi Shabbos, Omer Yaknahaz, it's Yayin Kiddush Ner, that is Bar Mi'ara'esh, Havdola, the Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh to Kodesh, Zman, and then the Shechiyonu was the last thing. V'mshachach LaHavdil v'lo Niskar Ad Shehischel HaGodah. What happens if he did not remember to say Havdalah, and he doesn't remember until he began? He didn't remember until he started the Haggadah. Yashlim haHaggadah al Gol Yisrael v'Acharkach Yavdil. He should complete the Haggadah until Gol Yisrael, and only then should he make Havdalah. Means the Machaber holds that one should not be making Havdalah in the middle of the Haggadah. The reason being that the Machaber holds that Shtiyah drinking is actually a hefsik in the middle of the Haggadah. Now, based on this, there's a Bir Halacha here. Who points out that one should not be drinking in the middle of the Haggadah. This is the Ramban Shita that the Mechaber is paskening like. It does not seem to be the minhag. People go on, have a very long Haggadah, and they seem to be knowing to drink in the middle. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is paskening like the Ramban, and this is the Halacha, and that is once you start the Haggadah, you're not supposed to drink anything. The problem is not the bracha, it's the actual drinking is a hefsik, according to the Ramban. Now getting back here, in the case where one has to make Havdalah on Leil HaSeder, so he's making Kiddush and Havdalah together, for people who have the minhag to sit for Kiddush and stand for Havdalah, here you sit for the whole thing, including the Amavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, because it is all becomes part of the Nusach of Kiddush itself. Now, another thing, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if someone didn't start the Haggadah yet? He already finished making Kiddush, he drank the first kos, and remembers that he didn't make Havdalah. So the halachi is that he makes Havdalah immediately. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a problem. For somebody that doesn't normally drink between the first kos and the second kos, for someone like that, if he would now have to make Havdalah on another kos, he's going to have to make another Bar Pri HaGofen. So here we have a problem of Nira Kamosif HaLakosis. Therefore, he couldn't make another Bar Pri HaGofen, and he can't drink without a Bar Pri HaGofen. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in such a case, he's better off waiting to make Havdalah on the second kos, together with the kos of that he's saying after the Haggadah. Rather than being near a kamos of alakosis. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he brings a daya that even if you remember before karpas, you're better off eating karpas without making havdalah and say havdalah after the second kos, or on the second kos. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that one so much because he says that this inyan of near a kamos of alakosis on the basis of you're having to make a new borei pri hagafen, this is a chiddush that we find in very few Rishonim. It's the sheet of the Tur and others. But Rov Rishonim don't hold of it, Bechlal. Whereas eating before Havdalah is an Isser Gomer. So he prefers having you make Havdalah here. However, the best thing, and the Mishnah Berurah brought this up before, is that when you drink your first kos, when you say the Baruch Pri HaGafen, you should have kavana that you're allowed to drink before, between the first and second kos, and your Baruch Pri HaGafen should work for that. This way you have no problem if you'll have to make another Baruch Pri HaGafen, if you'll have to have another kos, you will not need another Baruch Pri HaGafen, and it will not be nearer kamosif al hakosis. I would also add that the halacha is that if someone says a Baruch Pri HaGafen and has a kos of wine, the halacha is that that covers all the drinks that he's got in front of him. He would not have to go and make another shakol. Therefore, if anyone plans to drink something other than wine between Kiddush and the Suda, it would be good for him to have kavana with that Baruch Pri HaGafen that it's going to cover everything. It's going to cover everything that he drinks. In which case, if he now wants to have more wine, the halacha would be his bracha would work as well. He had kavana that anything he wants to drink should be covered by this Baruch Pri HaGafen, and this way he will not have any problem should he have forgotten to make Havdalah when the Leil HaSeder was on Matzoy Shabbos. Someone that did not get to say the Haggadah Leil HaSeder ain lo tashlumin. There's no tashlumin for that whatsoever. Saying the Haggadah the next day is not going to do it. Further now, Haggah ve'ein litol yodav klal kodim kiddush. One should not wash his hands before kiddush at all. V'ein yodav nekiyis yitol ma'at. If your hands are not clean, just wash a little bit so that no one should think that kiddush is machayiv netila. Avalein levarachan al netila. No matter what, you never make a bracha on the netila. Now, there, for those, the Ramah brings down the minig, and for those who are knowing that they washed Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush, that is only during the year. Leil HaSeder, since there's a long way between Kiddush and the Suda, the whole Haggadah, one should not wash beforehand. According to nobody, is that Netilah good for the Suda because of the Hesach Hadas in between. Further, says the Ramah, Ubalabayis lo yimzog ba'atzmo, rak acher yimzog lo derecheris. The balabayis should not be pouring for himself. Someone else should pour for him. And the minag really is that everybody has someone else filling their cup up for them. Mishnah Berurah mentions this is not ma'akev. This is only where this is possible.